Yesterday morning, I told you about the spending bill that was agreed upon and how ATS funding was slashed by 7%. The FBI's funding was slashed by 6%. They got rid of the VA's gun ban, but they also reauthorized the Undetectable Firearms Act of 1988. But I was looking through some things and I noticed a bunch of stuff that was removed, omitted, given up as part of, you know, working together. And it's always, not all of it was Second Amendment related, but these are the amendments that were denied, refused, thrown in the trash that would have strengthened the protections, stopping the Biden administration from infringing on our rights, including some of the stuff the ATF does. But first, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that is Lear Capital. Guys, check out this report that I have been talking about the last couple weeks. It's called $3,200 Gold. It's very, very interesting. It explains the correlation between our rising debt and the rising price of gold. It's no secret that our government is going to keep printing money. There's no stopping it anytime soon. And if you believe that, just like I really do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand how rising debt means rising gold. Great information from Lear Capital. There's absolutely no obligation to purchase. It's free education they provide my viewers. And with all that volatility out there, if you've ever been considering gold, if you've been watching the prices of it, it's a good time to look into it now. Many of you have made purchases. I've invested myself, and I've been talking with some of my friends, and we're going to get back on that train here really quick. Call 1-800-260-5075. Again, that's 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. All right, I also want to thank Blackout Coffee, because this has been keeping me alive the last few days. I'm on the back nine now. I'm getting better. I'm just starting to clear out. Last couple nights were rough, but this stuff has been keeping me going. Save 10% with my code GNG10. Let's look at some of the items, some of the amendments that were tossed in the trash that would have not only strengthened the Second Amendment protections, but it would have strengthened America as a whole. And I want to thank Representative Andrew Clyde, who provided this list. This amendment would defund the prosecution of presidential candidates before the 2024 election. Also surrendered were blocking funds to provide legal representation to illegal immigrants. The amendment to prohibit funds from being used to enforce vaccine passports. The amendment to defund Joe Biden's unconstitutional pistol brace rule. The amendment to defund Joe Biden's executive order to expand background checks. The amendment to block funds from being used to implement red flag or extreme risk protection orders. The amendment to prohibit funds to be used for gun buyback or relinquishment programs. The amendment to prohibit funds from being used to create or maintain an unconstitutional federal firearms registry, an amendment to defund the ATF's unconstitutional universal background check rule. This is one for motorheads out there, people who love cars like myself. The amendment to prohibit funds from being used to enforce Joe Biden's de facto EV electric vehicle mandate. Long live the Hemi engine. The amendment to prohibit funds from being used to restrict Americans' use of firearms on quote-unquote federal lands. Again, for those who love internal combustion engines, the amendment to block California's woke EV mandate, and then the amendment to defund sanctuary cities. Now, there are a lot more that Representative Clyde listed on his Twitter. Check it out. There's more on there. But this goes to show a lot of us who are like, hey, they said they were going to try to, you know, defund these line items. They actually did, except they weren't having it. You know, the majority wasn't having it, especially all those, you know, Democrats who are paid handsomely by all the groups who want those things to exist. They've worked very, very hard over the last 30 to 40 years to get these things where they are right now, where they have a president who's willing to do whatever he has to do and install whoever in the White House and work hand in hand with whatever unconstitutional group that wants to take away our civil right. They've never been in a spot like this. However, they've never lost as much as they're losing in the courts. So there's that checks and balances happening. I wish it would happen faster, but I wanted to get you guys this information. Like I said yesterday, I wasn't going to read this whole thing yesterday. I felt like death warmed over. Some good things were in there, but they were tossed in the trash bin. What do y'all think? Let me know down below. Guys and gals, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. YouTube's playing that funky game. Check your subscription and check out our new podcast, Liberty Lounge. I'll have links down below. We just had MMA UFC great Travis Brown on there talking about all things from firearms and family to his farm and stuff like that, Wagyu beef. Guys and gals, I appreciate y'all. I really do. Thank you for standing by me. Thank you for making my children's lives better. And I hope you have a phenomenal day. Top of the morning to you. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Today is Super Tuesday. If you're one of those states, you live in one of those states that have a voting today, an election today, get after it. Brandon Herrera is up for election today in Texas, in the San Antonio area. Texas, I think it's District 23 or whatever it is, but civic duty today. BlackoutCoffee.com/GNG is getting me through it. Take care, y'all.